Well, so far, according to the USDA's latest crop progress report, 17% of Michigan's corn and 32% of the state's soybeans are harvested. Joining us now is Christian McGuire, technical agronomist with Specialty Hybrids. And first of all, Christian, let's talk about soybean yields. How are they looking in central and across south central Michigan so far?
So soybean yields in central Michigan and to the south are honestly surprising in a great way. They are coming in seeming to be a little bit higher than I was expecting with the level of disease pressure that we had this summer. So I am very happy to say that everything that I've seen in plots and testimonials are coming in the mid to upper 60s on average, and really happy with that so far.
Let's pivot now and talk about corn yields and corn moisture levels. How are they looking across central Michigan so far, Christian?
Yeah, well, like you said, CJ, not too much corn. You know, 17% has been harvested. And I think what most of that has been is testing the waters to see where that yield and moisture is. And we honestly are seeing some high moistures, you know, the 20s for a moisture, and just not quite ready yet. I think we're probably about a week out from really seeing it where we want it.
Christian, any reports of tar spot or anthracnose impacting corn yields?
Absolutely. The hot topic is always tar spot. And this year, there's certainly pockets that are worse than others, and you can find it just about anywhere you want to. But the severity just isn't what it has been in the past. Anthracnose, on the other hand, seems to be the real killer this year. I am starting to get a little concerned with stalk integrity as we get late into this harvest season. So I encourage anyone with an anthracnose problem definitely to get out there and start harvesting, you know, as soon as it makes sense.
Once again, Christian McGuire with Specialty Hybrids. You can hear more of our conversation at MichiganAgToday.com.